you don't get the stops. You got guys out there, you know, as individuals, you know, making big plays for us, but, you know, the whole team wasn't playing as one. And, you know, we got to get that together.
Come on, any reason to be concerned about this team after a performance like today? Just overall, offense, defense, special teams, it wasn't just one unit.
No, it was the whole unit, you know. I don't think it should be nothing to be concerned about right now, but we got to get it, you know. We got to get it together right now, and we can't let it linger throughout the season.
You feel this team is ready to play?
They better be ready to play, you know. I think we're ready to play. We just, you know, didn't go out there and just, I don't know what it was, the intensity level, whatever it was, we just didn't have it today. And we did have the opportunity to win, but we came up short there too, though.
I'm just curious about moving parts in the secondary today. How was the communication with all you guys?
It was good. It wasn't great. It's something that you always want to work on. You know, you got your safeties go out. You know, you guys who you used to. You got Nick who went out. Atari went down last week. And, you know, you got new guys back there who, you know, you're not accustomed to. You usually practice with the starting guys. And I think they did a good job, though, the guys who came in. You know, like I said, we can always get better at it, though. You just got to know who's back there. I don't think it's not the communication. You know, communication comes in pretty good, but you got to know who's back there because everyone don't play the same, you know. So you got to know which guy's back there in his playing style.
Do you guys feel like you're on the field for most of the game?
We was on there pretty long, I think. Those guys were moving the ball, you know, pretty good on us running the ball. Kept getting it downhill on us and, you know, making it easy for their play calling. So we had to get that together, though.
Cedric Benson looked like he was back. He had an extra step. Talk about his performance, how you guys couldn't contain him today.
I mean, he actually did look, you know, he looked real good out there today. I mean, they kept getting the ball downhill. And, you know, he made plays for his team. We didn't get that stop, and it was easy for those guys to, you know, easy for their play calling.
You had a lot of swagger going into this game. And today you had a tough time stopping the run and the pass. What's frustrating that for you guys?
It's frustrating. Just like I said, it starts with the breakdown of the run. You know, if you don't stop the run, the chances is you're not going to stop the pass because they're going to come with play action. And it all works together. You just got to get it. You know, you got to stop the run. That's always the main focus when you ask the defense what you want to do going into the game. We want to stop the run. That's the first thing you'll hear them say, and we just didn't do that today.
Chad Ochocinco had a talk going into this game. How well do you guys think you did against him? Great himself.
I think we did what we can do against him. I'm pretty sure he got his yards. I don't know exactly what he got, but we definitely could have done better on him. But I think we did what we can do on him.
How about Colin? He left the team. How different was his defense?
That's something that, you know, you're accustomed to. A guy like Collins back there, you know, and the way he plays. And, you know, once a new guy come in, you got to, you know, everybody don't play the same, like I said. And you got to get accustomed to them. You know, you got to adjust to how he plays on the field. So, I mean, it's an adjustment you just have to make.
And Bush wasn't, you know, he hasn't gotten too much tick playing safety here.
No, but Bush, he actually came in and did a good job. He was where he was supposed to be, you know, couple plays. You know, you, like I said, you just, you know, got to get accustomed to the new guys when they come in and the way they play.
Yeah, but he bit on that halfback option pass that Chad beat him on.
Actually, he was back there, you know. It was actually one of those deals where the guy on the other side of the field was wide open, and the side that he was on, Chad was on. And, you know, I would expect the quarterback to throw to the other side because the guy was wide open. But he still came to Chad. Jerry was on top. He just couldn't adjust to it fast enough. But I think he played it pretty well. He just could have done a little bit better.
How did you recover the kick? Did
you
get a jump on the ball? Or?
No, that's we actually practiced that. That's the way it's designed to go. Everybody goes, the guys in front of me goes and blocks the guys on the front line, and I pretty much weave through there, wherever the ball, and try to get the ball, and that's what happened. Pretty well, yeah.
Jamon, I was late getting in here. Talk about how that offense was able to pick you guys apart.
Like I said, started off with the run. Couldn't stop the run. And once you don't stop the run, it goes downhill from there, you know, from play action passing to pretty much doing what you want. You know, if you can run all day, you're going to have a successful day.
And that was one of the focuses of the offseason is stopping the run. So I guess how disheartening is this, game two and someone almost puts a buck 50 on?
It's disappointing, you know. Anytime, you know, you have 100 yards put on you, you just got to come out and adjust to it. I mean, Cincinnati is one of those teams who faces the 3-4 a lot, and I think they just pretty much knew how to deal with it because pretty much most of their teams in their division is 3-4 teams. So they didn't have a lot of experience with it, and it still is a new scheme for us. So I think we're still getting adjusted to it, but, you know, we're going to get it done in the future.